Here we are, counting down the last 48 hours before New Year's Eve. If you're like me, you may be looking back on this year asking questions like, what have I accomplished? What have I yet to achieve? What are my new goals for 2017? Well, if I were to pick one thing I've done this year that may help you think about the new year, it would be this blog I've written called Productivity and Purpose. I'm Abel Chan, and this is a special holiday edition of One in a Billion. The first time I learned about productivity and purpose, I heard it from my mom. Ame, where are you? What are you doing? Mom was scurrying around the house looking for her lost keys. Already running late for her day, she was hoping I could step up to help. But I didn't hear her plea, perhaps because I had consciously blocked her out. I was 6 years old, completely mesmerized with something far more important to me, American TV. The cartoon character Popeye was getting beat up by Bluto the bully. Here's the moment of magic that I'd been waiting for. Come on, come on, eat your spinach now. Hurry, hurry up. I remember screaming so loud that I'd foolishly revealed my hideout, the living room. Mom came rushing in, yelling at me, Ami, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? I was screaming for your help and you were screaming in front of the TV? I was so busted. Mom was mad. You are totally useless. Why did I even give birth to you? She made a point about the purpose of my existence, which I took seriously and literally. Here's the point. Be useful, be helpful, be productive. It would be a message that stayed with me during my childhood, reinforced during adolescence, and rewarded in adulthood. It was a mantra that I used often to win praises and promotions, especially in the fiercely competitive environment like New York, where I spent most of my life working in media and journalism. My near obsession with being productive served me extremely well. I wore my worker bee label as a badge of honor, and I marveled at my reputation as someone who always got the job done. For a long time, I didn't find anything particularly problematic with my preoccupation with productivity until recently, when I heard an insightful interview with a digital sage of sort, Maria Popova. Maria Popova is the creator and curator of a fabulous website, Brain Pickings, filled with old-fashioned wisdom gleaned from thinkers, philosophers, and poets of the bygone era. Popova was interviewed by Krista Tippett, host of On Being, one of my favorite podcasts, that she didn't like to be described as someone with a prodigious workload. Here's an excerpt from that interview with this question from Krista Tippett about Popova's productivity and purpose.
You've become a role model for a lot of young people looking to navigate life and life with technology, both entrepreneurially and meaningfully. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that you're very known for, whenever people write about you, they go into great detail about your prodigious workload. 450 hours of work each month, hundreds of pieces read a day, 12 to 15 books a week, 3 to 8 hours writing a day, publishes 3 hours, tweets 4 times per hour between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. I mean, is that all true?
Some of it has been true at different times.
Yeah.
Even if it's factually true, I think the framing is a little bit misleading because it's framed as a sort of as a productivity thing. I mean,
yeah.
Look at how much,
yeah,
like some random person in the world gets done, you know? And for me, it feels very purposeful.
Popova then went on to define the purpose of productivity, not just by sheer quantity, like the number of hours we put in a day or the number of projects we busy ourselves with, but also by the quality of unoccupied time. Popova has discovered that the best ideas and insights often come to her when she's on the bike or at the gym or in the shower. So true. That's happened to me too, although I haven't figured out why. But Maria has.
But I've really come to realize that these are simply the most unburdened spaces in my life. The moments in which I have the greatest uninterrupted intimacy with my own mind, with my own experience.
The idea that stillness and solitude can be purposeful is not new. Most of us know that breakthrough in our thinking or our being often comes through those gaps in between our stuffed schedules. But we're not always mindful of creating space for those innovative breakthroughs to take place naturally. We tend to fill every blank in our everyday schedule. We're hardwired since childhood to prove our usefulness through our output. Our productivity and our worth are intertwined. We strive to achieve success by quantitative metrics set by society, workplace, friends, and family. Our minds are constantly crowded with these questions. How high have you scored? How much have you done? How much do you make? How many hours do you work? Popova is right on. If we want to discover and rediscover the purpose of our work, we need to invite unburdened spaces to come in so to animate contemplation over the meaning of our work and the purpose of our lives. Thank you for listening. We want to include you in our reflections. Pitch me a story or send me your comments. Just go to our Facebook page or website at chinapersonified.com. Pitch a story. I'm Mabel Chan. This has been a special holiday edition of One in a Billion.